Listen to this news. UN marks Slave Trade Remembrance Day, calls for reparations and racial equality. A solemn UN gathering commemorated the International Day of Remembrance of the Victims of Slavery and the Transatlantic Slave Trade, spotlighting the profound suffering inflicted upon millions. Dennis Francis, Assembly President, vividly recounted the dehumanization and commodification of African people during the harrowing Middle Passage, marking a grim chapter in human history. Francis celebrated the resilience of figures like Samuel Sharpe, Sojourner Truth, and Gaspar Yanga, whose valiant struggles for liberty ignited abolitionist endeavors and inspired countless to resist oppression. He stressed the imperative of confronting slavery's lingering aftermath, advocating for reparations and accountability to rectify the injustices endured by African descendants. Echoing this sentiment, Courtenay Rattray, on behalf of the UN Secretary General, reinforced the call for remembrance and actionable justice. Highlighting the centuries-long battle against enslavement and the systemic inequalities rooted in this dark era, Rattray called for a unified approach to dismantle racism and champion equality. Yolanda Renee King, a youthful activist bearing the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., emphasized her dedication to eradicating racial injustice. Urging global youth to leverage digital platforms for organizing international human rights campaigns, she envisioned a world interconnected through shared ideals of freedom and justice. This commemoration not merely honored the past but also served as a clarion call for reparatory justice and systemic reform. By acknowledging historical atrocities and advocating for equitable treatment, the UN champions a future where dignity and equality prevail, embodying hope for a society free from the shadows of racism and discrimination. Business General, Pakistan-Afghan trade talks in Kabul, target barriers, boost economic ties.